Blog Talk Radio.
Should be up. Oh, thank you very much. Welcome to the Hoomagoo Blog Talk Radio Show, and this is a great forum that I can talk to my music friends, the blues, and a great buddy, Mr. JP Williams, is joining me today on the show. Hey, JP, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you tonight?
Good.
Thanks
good.
For having me on.
Absolutely. Spur of the moment. I just got a hold of you today. I'm trying to get this the talk side of the Hoomagoo and the music going again. And I always remember the love that you sent me a couple summers ago when I wasn't doing too well, but you sent me the great hat, the J.P. Williams blues hat I wear, the T-shirt, all the trinkets that you sent me, the keychain, the stickers. And, you know, I just needed to always send out the love back to you and to your fans and everything. So I really appreciate that, J.P.
Well, like I told you before, Tom, we really appreciate everything you, all the music you played for us and our support and supporting my music on your stations. And, you know, you're very special to me. And when you called today, of course, I would love to be on the show anytime.
No problem, my friend. And what spurred that is I'm playing my Christmas side on the Live 365, the Hoomagoo, the music that's always on. But and I remembered, I go, oh, my God, I got some Christmas music that my friend sent me, JP sent me a couple years ago, our first Christmas. And I needed to find that. And you hit me up today and sent that to me. And I got that playing on the other musical side of the show. And Open Your Heart. And you and E-Cat. Those are just great jams that you guys had. I really want to appreciate. Thank you again for that.
Well, thank you. Those songs, you know, we were working together, E-Cat Pereira and I, and I had never really thought I would write a Christmas song. I had tried years ago and didn't work out, and then all of a sudden wrote one, and then the next year wrote another one. And I figured she was the perfect person to sing it. And, you know, I think they're a good tune. And we've done pretty well. We've gotten some airplay on some Christmas stations, which is, you know, it's a tough market out there with the Christmas stations. But the nice part about it is these songs can be out there every year. So.
Well, they're very familiar, my friend. Our first Christmas is like... I remember, I think I told you that when I first got it a couple of years ago, it's very familiar when you hear it again. It's not new, and it fits traditions, and it fits the, you know, the genre of the season.
Well, I tried to, when I wrote the tunes, one of the thoughts in my mind, and I don't always control where the music is going, but I really wanted some strong melody lines, because that's really what a lot of the Christmas music gets. If you look back at the classic music songs, they have a very strong melody line. You only have to hear them a few times before you can repeat them, or it sticks in your mind, what I like to call sticks in your mind, you know.
Yeah, such a familiarity when I played it again right away this year. And again, that is great. And the other cool one you got is Open Your Heart. And again, E-Cat Pereira is doing fantastic stuff for you on those songs.
Yep, she does a great job. She's a great singer, and I really appreciate her anytime we get together to play. So she's awfully busy, but she's actually doing a Christmas show. She goes on tour for the month of December with a group called, which is Christmas show, concerts they give at theaters and bigger venues, and she does great there. So she's one of the performers in that, one of the star performers in that show. And they've been doing it for, I think, 20 years. She's only been with them since 2016, but it's a great show, kind of like the orchestra that goes out there and does the Christmas orchestra. So it's a great show. I've been there several times. So.
Oh, I bet she's got such a pretty voice. And I remember when we were chatting once during the coronavirus, because you had a cool coronavirus song that you put out too. And I remember she came in the show, but she was rescuing dogs at that time. She's found a stray dog, and she wanted to work and help to get the dog to find an owner. And then she called in toward the end of the show, and it just fit E-Cat. She's out there caring about everybody, every humans, the dogs, and everybody. That was a neat little story that she had.
Yeah, we were lucky enough this year to do the local Wolf Stock, which is the benefit for the Humane Society. And we couldn't do it. We did it this year, and we couldn't do it last year. I guess we didn't do it during the COVID year. The year before that, we did it. E-Cat and I did it, and she actually adopted her dog. She adopted a dog from it, and he's I think he rules us now. So we're always happy to do stuff like that, you know, to play those types of jobs. So it's great. So we had a good festival this year too.
Yeah, it's great going down memory lane with you, my friend. Again, JP Williams is my guest here in the Hoomagoo. The Blog Talk Radio. I use the Blog Talk because it's got a nice phone number I can call you at, and, you know, works a little great. And if anybody would like to call in right now, we are live at 515-605-9882, 515-605-9882 to talk to JP. And Hoomagoo, actually, this is Tom Garrett's on this end. And by the way, I'm based in the Milwaukee area, and you're in Pennsylvania, is that not correct?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in northeastern Pennsylvania, up in the corner near Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
Is that an Eagles fan there, or is that a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
I think most people in this area are probably Eagles fans, although we do have quite a few Pittsburgh fans. We're close to New York City, so we have quite a few. I know people that are Giants fans and occasional Jets, but, you know. I guess most of the Eagles and Giants are what we get around here. So,
oh, you're having great years, both of you. The Eagles are rolling high with one loss, and the Giants have come from nowhere. So, amen for the sports going by you. And by the way, Sunday is the last real hurrah for the Pack. We got to win. We got to beat the Eagles. I mean, without that, it's, oh my gosh, wheels are falling off in Packerland.
Well, they'll be back on. You know, it's all cyclical. You know, and what's up today will be down tomorrow, and vice versa. You know, it's just the way of the sports world, isn't it?
It's so true. And you know, Gary, and again, I love to talk about sports and music, but you know, totally the Packer fans over here, they're not handling it very well. With Aaron Rodgers and so much stuff that's happened, but I'm the kind of fan that just waits for the year. So it's not over yet. Let's just keep playing and enjoy the life and enjoy the music while it's happening. You know, that's all we can really do. And again, I'm great that things are working out for you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. We appreciate it. I'm glad that you're back on the air, and hopefully we're done with this COVID and everything, you know, as far as that goes. It's been getting better, and hopefully it doesn't come back. So I know they're having troubles over there in China. I just saw some riots on the TV, but they got locked down again over there, you know. So we don't need to go back there. I think we suffered enough here, you know.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad for the people that have that and continuing lingering with the COVID after case and all that. But I want to actually talk to you about something else that was so happy to be part of this, is just going back a couple of years to your CD that I'm looking at. It was number 16 on the Roots charts for the year 2021, JP and E-Cat, that fabulous CD that you had rolling. You did it all by yourself, self-promoted. Us radio people, we spun it for you, put some Roots, you know, the spins on the Roots Music Report for you, and it was a great time to see that every week for you, my friend.
Yeah, we did. Amazingly enough, we had a number one off of there with the on the Roots Music Report, the National Roots Music Report. We had a top week number one. We had Don't Let the Devil Ride, a song from there, and we had a number two on there, and we were rose up to number four album, and that's pretty tough to do these days. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. But so I was real happy with all the DJs all over the country and overseas that, you know, picked up my stuff and played it. I think we had a, you know, real good response to the music, and was real happy with that. It's why I make music, so that people can enjoy it, you know, because there ain't no money in this music business unless you, you know, strike it really big. But it's a tough business, as you well know. CD sales are nowhere, especially this year. They got worse than they ever have been. So we were lucky. We played a bunch of festivals. Last summer and this summer. You know, it's hard. It's hard because a lot of these places don't really know who's gonna come out. You know, they're not in the habit. I think it's starting to pick up again. You know, we played one festival that had, they told me they had 26,000 people come through it. I don't know. I didn't count them. But, you know, last year, there were some big headliners there. So, you know, it comes and goes. I hope that the music business can come back to where it was. I don't think it's going to come back as far as CDs and even vinyl. This summer I sold more t-shirts and hats than I did CDs, Tom.
That's right. You have your t-shirt collection. That's right. On Facebook, everybody around the world is taking pictures and snapping it for you and showing it up on Facebook for everybody.
Yeah, we have J.P. Williams t-shirts around the world. J.P. Williams Blues Band shirts around the world on Facebook. And you can see we've got a collection from overseas, you know, United States, all over the place. So it's been fun. That's a fun little thing we do, and we're real happy with that. So,
well, one of the reasons I really admire you, J.P., is you give back too. Yes, you're an artist, and it's tough out there, you know, with the sales and everything. But I was just amazed when you send the things to myself, you know, the hats and the t-shirts, and it's a lot. And then you sent me your CDs. I have more blues CDs that I play a lot too, Hot Cadillac and all those cool other CDs that you sent me, that you would spend that time and the money. And, you know, that's why I wanted to touch base with you and a lot of the artists, because you give back too. And you even have a Spotify page that you play other people's music that you want to just promote.
Well, it's a long term thing. I think that the promotion comes back, you know, to you after a while. Like I said, the COVID kind of put a damper, not just on me. I mean, musicians all over the world, you know. Suddenly had no work, this and that and the other thing. I mean, the album you're talking about, JP and E-Cat, we recorded it. We laid down all the basic tracks live, not live, but in studio. When I say live, I mean with other musicians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we collaborated on them, and then all of a sudden, we couldn't get together. So we had to finish the album, you know, with remote recording. And Lou Pereira, E-Cat's husband, was the producer on it. He did a great job mixing everything together and produced a phenomenal product, in my opinion. You know, but he had to take the tracks from the individuals. And some musicians didn't have the ability to record, and they couldn't go to a studio. Some did get to a studio. You know, it was very difficult to finish that album, but, you know, it came out, and I'm real happy with it. We did real well with it, so.
And the other neat thing is... Go ahead.
DJs like you...
Yeah. Go ahead, my friend. And the other thing...
DJs like you...
Thank you. I appreciate those kind words. And I really wanted to just mention the neat artwork that you have, the cover. because I'm looking at it right now on the blues chart from 2021 right here. The JP and the ECAT, that is really smooth, the emblem that you guys made. Who's ever helping you with that part, too?
I have a good friend of mine who is a graphic designer, and he put that together for us. So, you know, he does great work. He's worked in the graphic design industry for many years. He did work for Hallmark and NFL and all kinds of places. So I persuaded him to do that for me, and he was kind enough to do that. He also did my logo for J.P. Williams Blues Band. He did that logo too. So he's a great guy, and if you have a talented person to do it, you're lucky. So I'm lucky. I consider myself very lucky there.
Super. And that's neat. Let's go down the memory lane a little bit. But now you're telling me you got something new happening, the review. All new, JP. You're going in a little bit different direction, a little Americana now with your music.
Well, you know, Tom, I've told you before, and we talked about some of the music on other shows that we did for my albums and my EPs, and you know, sometimes they vary a bit, but I really can't control all the direction that I write music in. And I do consider myself primarily a songwriter and a performer, but you know, songwriting to me is very, very important because it really comes from my heart and my soul. And over the years, I've been writing music, and it's not just the blues. Sometimes it steps out of the blues genre, and that's what's happened. I finally decided that it was time to investigate that. So I didn't feel comfortable putting out this new music under J.P. Williams Blues Band. If you look at artists that I really enjoy, like Tedeschi Trucks, Ben Harper, Ariel Posen, I mean, these guys, Brothers Landreth, I mean, those people are heavily involved in blues. Bonnie Raitt's a good example. But they don't just do blues songs, you know, they do Americana, they do their roots too. And that's what I'm trying to explore with J.P. Williams' Twilight Review. And it's finally out on Spotify, came out last week, so any listeners can go J.P. Williams' Twilight Review. And please follow me out there because we want to build that up. We have to kind of start over again. But I'm looking to explore my roots, Americana. I think there'll be some jazz tunes on this new project. And I hope to release one every month until we get up to a full album. And then we'll see if there's any interest in putting it together for a CD or not. So we'll find out.
Oh, that's exciting. And I have one of the new tunes that you were kind enough to send my way, Just a Fool. That's one of the hot new tunes you got.
Yep, that's the one that was released on the 18th. It's a single. And like I said, next month, the tune next month will be called Miss You So Much. We're
mm-hmm.
currently producing that right now. And you'll be one of the first to get it, I promise you, Tom.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait for the months to come up and all the different things that you're going to be sending. And again, J.P. Williams, check him out on Spotify. And you really got a neat website, too. I remember telling you that a couple of years ago. I like the way your website is designed with your music. You got some videos on there. It's really professional looking. It's really, you know, talks a lot about yourself and your music.
Yeah, it's JP-Williams.com. So just in case any listeners want to log in there, JP-Williams.com.
Okay.
And, please have them come in, subscribe, follow us, like us on Facebook, whatever. Everything helps, you know, these days. It's all about social media. It's all about, you know, contacting the people and getting our music out there. So we really appreciate the help, Tom.
No problem. And I try and play you a lot on my Live 365. The Live 365 is the humagoo that never goes off. The neat thing about Live 365, I don't know how much, but they do pay the artist. When I was doing podcasting, no, it's just promotion or the song, but it's everything is licensed on that radio site that I have. And I don't know what they send you, but at least I feel better than just doing the pod guys to give you some recognition. And I see that when you create your songs, you got it all right. Your composer, when it goes to the, you know, for the credits, the meta tag, I always appreciate the music that you sent me.
Well, yeah, I'm a big proponent of, you know, licensing the music and making sure that, you know, it gets out there correctly to the radio stations and to the people that want to support the artist. I think supporting the artist is the most important thing because, you know, music is not free, you know, as you well know. I know you know it costs money to do shows. It costs money to make music. And I think every artist, myself included, you know, deserves to, get any residuals that come down the line. And it's very much appreciated.
Yeah, when I pull out like my daily or weekly chart from when I've spun on the show, it in the BMI, I've always noticed, JP, you got all yours filled out correctly. All that comes there. You got all the nice stuff and all the info comes your way. Or at least all the credit, should I say, on that forum.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we're doing something right out here.
let me see if
nice,
I can get
nice
a...
to hear.
Yeah, no problem. Let me see if I can get a song to play. Because when we came on, there was supposed to be a song to be playing on my on the blog talk here, but I heard dead air. So I'm going to hit Just a Fool. And let me see if it's coming on. We'll be running back with JP Williams.
Text from your cell phone. Come over, baby, I'm so alone. Truth is, I know the why and how. Your new lover's left you. So you want me to take you back again now. We've danced this dance before. We make love and we make war. You say it's my fault and I'm to blame. You pack your things, say goodbye. Break up then make up to you, it's all a game. I'm just a fool for loving you, to let you treat me the way you do. Makes me realize I'm just a fool for loving you. I told myself not to let this happen again. I've had enough and I know when to say when. Can't let you go. Trying to swim in your ocean, hopelessly caught in the undertow. Let my heart heal and find the love that's true. life without every moment desperately needing to be with you. I'm just a fool for loving you, to let you treat me the way you do. You must think I don't have a clue, but I see through your lies and it makes me realize I'm just a fool for loving you.
Oh, thank you again. That is the brand new tune from J.P. Williams, Just a Fool. Just a Fool, but you're not a fool, man. You are a great dude, so thank you, J.P. Thanks for everything.
We're
back on air now. So today we just doing a little chat with my friend J.P. Williams again, sending out the love, to reminiscing about his cool blues stuff, his new tunes that he's got going. And my friend, let's just try and do this every month or every couple months, and we'll keep everybody abreast and rock out the new songs that you have coming into 2023.
Well, that's what I said before. If you follow us on Spotify, JP Williams Twilight Review, hit the follow button. And next month, I'm hoping we'll have a new tune out. And my goal is to release a new tune from this project every month. So it's a good way to do it. And I think, Spotify is a good format for this type of music release. So
God bless you, my friend. Thank you for coming on the show. And everybody check it out, JP-Williams, for everybody to get out there and find your cool website and find your music.
Thank you very much, my friend. You have a great night.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk next time. Let's finish up with Our First Christmas, J.P. Williams and E-Cat. God bless. Happy Saturday. We'll talk soon, my friend. Bye-bye. Thanks. Peace.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks. And I've Thank you very much, J.P. Williams and E-Cat Pereira, our first Christmas. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show. I hope that all came out okay. I know I started the show and I was playing a song, but it didn't play right away. So these things need to be battle tested a little bit. Blog Talk Radio is a little touchy at times. But again, the cool thing is they provide that call-in number. So I love to use that service. So anyways, thank you, JP. Thank you for your time again. Thank you for going down memory lane and for everything you do out there. And God bless your health and all your friends. And thank you for supporting myself on the health. I remember it was like two summers ago, I was going to talk to JP on a Saturday, but I just couldn't. I didn't know what was going on with me. But yeah, heart stuff, but I'm on the mend. I got new arteries. So yeah, I had to go through open heart surgery and all that. But we are on the roll. We're rolling into 22. We're turning this baby on for the interview side. I got hopefully Corey Coons coming on real soon. Carolyn Gaines. Nisi's going to come on too. Bridget Purdy. So I've talked to a lot of different people that I've touched base with, and we're all going to share some time here over this season, holiday season, and give the love and give the thanks and going into 2023. So, all right, let's finish up with Open Your Heart. Thank you, Kurt.
we get just reflect on how we live. Kindness and mercy, the power to forgive. Please, please don't ever stop.
JP Williams and Ecat Pereira. Open your heart. It is Christmas time. Thank you, bro. Thank you for everything tonight. Yeah, I got a couple more jams. I still got 21 minutes hour that I set up with JP. I got Cigar Box Boogie. That was one of the jams that went to number one on the Roots Music Report National Blues Stuff for many, many weeks. I'll play that. It's a sunny day, and we'll wrap the show up right here. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. I love it when this works because I know it is. I hit my cell phone, and I could hear the system working. I'm in the blind when I'm doing this. Block Talk Radio is nice to get a phone number, but I don't see any meters or anything going. So I just pray and hope that it's working good. So let's do a little Cigar Box Boogie. Ah, there it is. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you, buddy. Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro. Love it. J.P. Williams, Blues Band, and now J.P. Williams, The Review. Thank you, my friend. So we can look forward to every month new music, and we will promote it on here. And I'm going to be jumping over to the Live 365, but I'm rolling the Christmas music. We're playing Christmas all the way to the 25th. I have a lot of Christmas music that I, well, last year I spent a lot of, got a lot of songs. So I wait every year to play that. And I got Christmas music from you, JP, and a lot of friends. So we'll keep jamming the Christmas. And that's what got me in the good cheer to get my butt and move here and get this show moving. And let's create it. Can't be waiting to get sick anymore. So, all right, my friend, enough of that. Let's carry on with It's a Sunny Day. Thank you, buddy. Out. Hoomagoo. Have a great one. Happy Saturday. Go Pack. We're going to have to beat your Phillies, I'm sorry, or beat Philadelphia tomorrow. We have to. God bless. It'll be a sunny day. Either way, thank you. God bless.
The world lights up when you smile at me. Clouds disappear and the sky is just us.